You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We have an awesome show lined up today. You know, we really looked at our patient base over the last couple of months, and, you know, there's some symptoms that many people are coming in with and getting just amazing results with. And so we really wanted to take each segment and break those specific symptoms down, because, you know, at the end of the day, this information isn't just for you and your health and your symptoms, but really it's for people that we can impact. Maybe it's someone in your house, maybe it's someone at church, work, maybe it's a grandchild, maybe it's one of your kids. We want this information to impact not just you, but the people that you influence around you, because we know that, listen, this information is obviously to help you push you to the next level of health that you desire, the next level of reaching your optimal potential. That's what this is all about. But many times people will tell me that if they weren't listening to the show, then it wouldn't have gotten their spouse in. If they weren't listening to the show, they wouldn't have got their kid in or their grandchild in. And so what's awesome is that people who are listening to the show are thinking about other people that they can influence. And really, that's there's not much more you can ask for with that. So we just appreciate you being listeners week in, week out. We know we have a lot of avid listeners that do not miss a show. We know that by texting and calling in, you guys are telling us in our office that you listen to the show, you love it, you never miss it. And one of the other things that follows up with that is I usually ask the question, why? Why do you never miss it? They say, well, obviously we love hearing you guys on the radio show. We love hearing you speak the truth is really what we love to hear, is because what's happening is in our culture is that we've watered down the truth many times, where we've been fed false information and really been lied to. And so one of the things I always remember is that you can't take things for face value. What's going to stand the test of time and is the foundation belief that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that we don't need to interfere with our body to gain health. It's actually the opposite. We want to remove interferences in our body so we can actually achieve amazing health and healing from the inside. And so as a clinic, our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're right in the heart of Rock Hill, and we're here to serve people locally because we know we have to, right? Our office is based off of the new healthcare delivery system, which is derived of having a healthy mindset, having a healthy nervous system, nutrition, exercise, and detox. The five essentials are not just five good ideas, but they're essential for your health. And so until we apply these to our life, then we're going to be missing the mark. We're going to keep missing the mark. And so on the show every week, I want to give you guys an opportunity to text in, call in to schedule new patient appointments. Also this week, I wanted to send you our latest newsletter, which is six ways to add greens to your diet. Six ways to add greens to your diet. And all you're going to do is just pick up the phone and text in right now with your email address, and I'll email you this newsletter. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. And guys, so the first symptom that we're going to get right into is sciatica, and really what is sciatica and can it be caused, and what are people doing about it, and how are we missing the mark on really getting to the root cause a sciatic, because I'll say this a couple times on the show, is that when you have a symptom, there's three things you can do. One is you do nothing about it. We know what's going to happen. It's going to get worse over time. Two is you can medicate for that symptom to hide it or put a band-aid on a symptom. And what happens is this, is that if you put the band-aid on it and you don't let it actually get better, and don't actually look for the cause, then it's actually going to get worse over time. It's a false sense of hope, right? If you take the medication to cover up a symptom, it's a false sense of hope. And then thirdly is really what we do in our clinic, which is we start to ask questions and start to do exams and exam findings that are going to teach us what may have caused or what is causing this symptom. And if we know the cause, then we can get to the cure, right? If we know the cause, we know how to correct the cause, and therefore we know that your body is going to be getting better and healing and the symptoms are going to start to resolve. But until we ask what's causing this, we're missing the mark. So Dr. Tyler, why don't you kind of elaborate more on, like, what is sciatica? What do you see people do it for? And, you know, obviously you're seeing a lot of new patients. So kind of just some of the things that you hear.
Yeah. So sciatica is pain from the low back that goes down the leg, normally stops above the knee, but also can go below the knee all the way down to the foot. It's a burning sensation that's intense. It actually is shown that it affects annually 40% of the population in the United States, of the adult population. So that's 40% of people having this pain at some point in the year. This pain is normally not resolved on its own. Mild cases are, but once you have that nerve pain isn't something that's going to go away just overnight or on its own. So just laying that out. Now, there's a few different ways why it's called sciatica, is because that's the nerve that is being affected the most. But there's a few different ways that it can be affected. So it can be affected down in your glutes, your butt region, and that can be done by inflammation or tight muscles impinging on that nerve and causing that disturbance, or going higher up. And this is where it's more common, is in the low back or in the SI joint. You have the joints that are actually structurally dysfunctioned, out of place, in malposition, and those are causing that impingement on the nerve and also causing that inflammatory response. So you have inflammation, so you have an increase of fluid impeding on something that needs space to function. So if you listen to the show, we always talk about how important the nervous system is, but most people don't get it until they're at this point with pain. And that's sad. But when we're looking at sciatica specifically, when it is disturbed, you have pain all the way down your leg, like, and you have weakness. So you have numbness, weakness, and just constant discomfort, because it's not something that you can just stretch away. It's something structurally. And that's why we recommend you have to get in to see us. Like there's no other way. It's going to be a constant chronic pain if we just let it go. And like Dr. Nick said, you have three options. You can cover it up. You can ignore it. You can take medication or just do little remedies that don't actually address the cause. And actually, after you stop those, the cause gets worse. Or you can find the answer, correct it, and be better off than you were before. And that's what our office does with sciatic pain, especially. Like, we see it so often. So many people have it, and that's initially why they come in. But once they travel down that route of finding out, okay, this is what's causing my sciatica, but also I've had this pain. I've had low back pain for a while. Why is my low back pain now resolved when my sciatic pain's gone? Because it goes hand in hand. So the low back pain is normally what is causing that sciatic pain.
Yeah, and sometimes we actually find that people don't have low back pain, but they have damage in their lower back, which is causing subluxation or pressure on the nerve, which that's what's causing the sciatica. We see that a lot. And what happens is that what I see people do is that either they'll go to a physical therapy or they'll try massage, which, by the way, both are great. Maybe they'll go to an orthopedist and they'll do injections of cortisone. And if that doesn't work, then they'll try to do surgery. And they miss going to the doctor that's going to actually remove the interference naturally. And it's called a chiropractor. Like, if you're not going to the chiropractor because you have sciatica, or with sciatica, I'm sorry, that you're missing the boat completely. I mean, if you want to avoid gabapentin, if you want to avoid medications, if you want to avoid anti-inflammatories and injections and surgeries, like, you just have to go to a chiropractor. Like I don't understand why people are hold out on that. I don't understand why orthopedists don't recommend that. They're going to try to send you to physical therapy, which once again, I love physical therapy, but physical therapy is to stretch, strengthen, and relax specific muscle groups. Sciatica, says it in his name, it's a nerve problem, right? This is why sometimes shooting, it's numbing, it's tingling, right? It's burning. Sometimes it's achy in your muscles. Like it's a nerve issue. So why are we sending people to physical therapy for a nerve problem when chiropractic does just that? They work on the nerve problem, right? Once again, I love physical therapy. I think everyone should actually be getting it preventatively. But since insurance doesn't cover it, people don't, right? But medical doctors will send to physical therapy a lot of times. And that's great if it's a muscle issue, but if it's a nerve problem like sciatica, then we got some bigger issues, right? And so I want you to listen to me on this, that if you know someone who has pain in their lumbar spine, pain in their butt, pain in the butt, right? Pain down their hamstring, into their legs, numbness, tingling, shooting, achy, burning, whatever that symptom may be, it's most of the time going to be the sciatic nerve. It is one of the biggest nerves in the body, and it's going to be impinged upon the most if there's damage in the hips, sacrum or tailbone, SI joint, which is sacroiliac joint, and also the lumbar spine. If there's any issues in the structure, that's going to lead to functional problems or dysfunction in the body. And therefore, if there's dysfunction in the body, the body can't heal itself. Your body's gonna be yelling at you. And so if you or someone you know who has those issues, they have to get into an office like ours, where literally we'll sit down with you, we'll go over your health history, we'll go over your health goals, we'll check out your posture, range of motion, do a nerve system scan to look for imbalances and stress in the nervous system, and then we'll do a full set of x-rays to see exactly what's happening. That way we don't guess. We're only going to test you, right? And so my thing is this: if we test the spine to see where what's causing the sciatica, and we start to remove the interference through chiropractic and specific rehab, the body is going to heal. One of those people that came into the office from the radio show, his name is Dan. He had suffered with sciatica for years. He just thought it was an age thing. He thought it was his job causing it. He thought, you know, he'll just take anti-inflammatories every day for the rest of his life. And then, you know, maybe get injections and surgery if necessary, but he wanted to avoid that. Well, he didn't know to go to an office like ours, but he heard us on the radio. He said, I'm going to call in. So he called in the office. He goes, this is crazy, Dr. Nick. I never call in, but what you said makes complete sense. I go, okay, tell me more. He goes, well, what you said makes complete sense, that I've done everything else, but I'm not getting my spine corrected. Therefore, there's still pressure on my nerve. He goes, if I come into the office, can you help me? I go, well, it all depends on the exam. But I said, yes, based off of what you said, I know we can help you. So we did a full set of x-rays. We saw that there was damage and degeneration in his lumbar spine, bone spurs. There was pressure there that we knew that if we got pressure off the nerves, the body was going to heal over time. And it did just that. We started to adjust him. We started to correct his spine. And within 6 months, he got off all of his anti-inflammatories. He's taking no more medication. His sciatica was 100% resolved. And it all started with him coming to a chiropractor when he was told not to. He goes, but this finally makes sense. Now I finally have answers. I'm so glad I listened to your radio show. But more importantly, I'm so glad I called. How many people are listening right now who know, whether it's them or someone they love and care about, have sciatica, and they're not doing anything about it? They're not taking the next step. They're not trying something maybe they never tried, or maybe they just gave chiropractic a one-off shot and they've never been x-rayed before. They've never been to an office that focuses on correction. I know there's thousands of people listening right now who know somebody or themselves have had sciatica in the past or currently. And I know that if they call the office and they get a new patient appointment, I know we're going to be able to help them. So the best way to get a new patient appointment is by calling right now. The reason why I have you call now is because instead of it being $150 for a new patient appointment, it's only $60, but the catch is you get to call now. So when you call, I'll answer the phone, I'll schedule you, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to listen to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we are your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. What I'll tell you is this, is that it's been an incredible show so far. Why? Because we have people calling in, texting and scheduling new patient appointments. And it's awesome to see people listening. Now, a lot of people will call in and be like, I've listened to your show for years and I should have called you a long time ago, right? It's interesting. Human nature is that we think we're not going to be able to get a hold of the doctor. We think we shouldn't call in, or we'll wait till next time. And there's two reasons why people choose to do nothing with their health that's going to benefit them, right? Two reasons. One is it takes too much time, and two is it takes too much money. Guys, we specifically open up times the following week for our radio show listeners to come into the office as a new patient appointment. Also, we reduce the initial cost of the visit to make it easier for you. If you're walking out the street, it's $150 for a new patient appointment. But if you call in right now, it's only $60. You save $90 by calling in. So we're removing both of those excuses. Yeah, they're not reasons. They're actually excuses, right? The excuses are things that keep us from actually becoming the person we're designed to be, right? You know, it's like, it's one of those things called the law of diminishing intent, where if we know something's good for us, we don't do anything on it, if we don't act on it right away, the chance of us doing it ever go down significantly day by day. Well, some research shows that if we wait 4 days to do anything with our health or with our finances or relationships or anything like that, if we wait 4 days, the chance of us ever doing it go down by 80%. I know it sounds crazy, but think about it. Think about you. Think about something you hear on the radio. Or think about something you see on TV. Like, I know I need to do that. Or I really want to go on vacation. I really want to go on vacation. And then guess what? You never go on vacation because you never booked it, right? You never start saving money because you never started to save money, right? You never came into a chiropractic office because you said, oh, I'll get it later. I'll call later. I'll email it. Listen, it's time that we look at human nature is what it is that we're all the same. And we have to combat those excuses that we make. So what's your most important asset? It's not your bank account. It's not your 401k. It's not the trip to Disney World. Your most important asset is your health. Why? Because if you lose your health, you lose everything. You lose the ability to save money. You lose the ability to make money. You lose the ability to spend money on family trips, right? Listen, your health is your number one asset. And you know, one of the things that we see in our clinic, as we shared last segment with sciatica and how people's lives are being destroyed by sciatica and they don't know what to do about it, come to our clinic. The next symptom that we're going to talk about is horrible. It's really taking a lot of people's lives. It's headaches. Headaches is destroying quality of lives in our country. They're getting worse. The numbers are going up. The prescription medications are increasing, and people are lost. They're at an absolute loss on what to do. Whether it's, you know, a migraine headache, tension headache, sinus headache, cluster headache. You know, you name it. We always say, well, we start to label these headaches, but labeling and diagnosing a headache doesn't really fix it, right? I would say it does the contrary. It actually makes it part of your identity, and you don't know what to do about it, right? And I said there's three things you can do. One is you can do nothing about the symptom. It's going to get what? Worse over time. Two is you can medicate for the symptom, which just makes it go away short period of time, but then it comes roaring back. And three is you can do something about it and look for what's causing it. So Dr. Tyler and I were talking over the break about how headaches are just really affecting the quality of life of so many people. And we know that because patients come in and say, I have a headache almost every day. I have a headache three times a week. I'm just like, it just sounds awful. And sadly, it's time that we start to ask more questions and what could be causing these headaches and what people are doing for them and how, yeah, they may be different headaches from, you know, a sinus headache may be different from a migraine, but really at the end of the day, there's a lot of neurogenic. It all goes back to the neurological patterns in the spine. So Dr. Chai, why don't you elaborate on headaches and what we're doing for them right now?
Yeah. So headaches in general, I mean, if you're just having one headache a week, it's not just one headache a week. That's 52 headaches a year. That's a lot. That's 52 days that you're not going to get back because you're a fraction of yourself. Because everyone that's had any type of headache, sinus headache, tension headache, cluster headache, now we're seeing an influx of hormonal headaches. If you're having any of those, that you're a fraction of yourself when you're going through that, because it does take a lot out of you. They're serious. So when a patient comes in, they come in, we do try narrowing it down to specifically what headache it is, but also where it's stemming from. So when we're looking at sinus headaches, like it's your lack of draining of your sinuses. So you have three major sinuses in your skull and in your face that actually, if they aren't draining right, you're going to get that built up pressure. And if you have a sinus headache, you know what it is. It's that pressure that you get that just feels like your whole head is just weighed down by gallons and gallons of water. And so then we work on specifically with those patients, how to drain the sinuses, what's causing those sinuses to be congested. Is it in your diet? It normally is structurally, and we help actually let those sinuses drain, and the body actually responds great to that. Then we also have tension headaches, and tension headaches is what we get the most of, because that's induced by stress throughout your day. I mean, we've seen an influx of it recently because school started. So parents are coming in. They're like, our schedules are all thrown. Our kids are all thrown off. It's throwing off our days. What does that lead to? It leads to headaches because it's just a stress cycle. You have one stress that leads to another stress. So your cycle's thrown off at home. You're thrown off your schedule. So guess what? Work's thrown off. Then you go on and guess what? Now your free time, you don't have any because you're filling it with work, or you're filling it with trying to get your kids to do homework and stuff. So with that, we identify, okay, those external factors are what's causing it. But what actually is making you predisposed to having those headaches, it's structurally, breaking it down to cervicogenic headache. So when we're looking at the structure, you can do all the stretching you want, but if your spine's not in alignment, if you're subluxated, you're not gonna actually resolve those issues. You may get them down. You may go from having 5 headaches a week to having 3 headaches a week, but you're still having headaches because you're not identifying the root cause. And the root cause is a stress, but your body should be able to respond to stress, respond to change. And that's what a chiropractic does. Then we get into migraines, and migraines are intense. They're awful. They shut you down. You have to be in a dark room. Patients with these, they have our heart. We work with them the hardest we can because it stinks when they have them. They come in with sunglasses on. They have to close their eyes the whole time they're in our rooms, and it takes away a toll on us because we want those people to feel better. We know that's not how the functioning, we know that's not how they're going to be the most loving person that they can be, the most present person they can be in any situation. So with migraines, again, like, we find what's causing it. Is it dehydration? Are you not drinking enough water? Are you drinking too much caffeine? Are you inducing these migraines? What are some triggers for the migraines? And once again, adjusting, but we adjust differently here as well. We're more gentle, but we get the quickest response on these migraines because we can find the cause faster.
Yeah. So when we think about like headaches and what we're currently doing for them, it's pretty ridiculous to think how we're all back to human nature. We're all minimizers. I mean, we always think that, you know, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal, right? Because we don't want to face the truth, like face the reality. I mean, if you're having one headache a month, that's, your body's still yelling at you, something's wrong. Like, I don't know when we start to justify that it's okay. Like, your body's whispering at you, or sometimes yelling at you, that something's wrong, and you're just ignoring it. Like, I don't get that. Like, why wouldn't you want to figure out, hey, my body's telling me something's wrong, maybe I should figure that out. So many of you are listening to the show, and you've been listening for a while, and you've minimized your headaches. You said, well, they're not that big of a deal, or my spouse, they're not that big of a deal. They just take Excedrin migraine when necessary. Maybe it's once a week, twice a week, three times a week, every day. Listen, if you have one headache a month, it's too many. One headache a month is too many headaches. If you're getting it when you're waking up, if you're getting it at the end of the day, if it's all day, if you got to rely on a pill, potion, or lotion to get you through it, something's not right. And majority of the time, what we see in our clinic is because there's damage in the spine, in the neck area, putting pressure on the nervous system, causing your body not to be able to heal and function 100%, which is then causing tension on the head, causing headaches, causing sinus pressure, sinus headaches, causing migraines, which is not just neurogenic, but it's also a blood flow issue, meaning that if there's pressure on the nerves, it's going to affect the blood flow to the brain. Well, guys, I'm telling you now that there's answers. That's the good news here, right? So the bad news is that you have headaches. The good news is that we can actually help you. You know, we have people come to the clinic all the time, have been to the best headache specialists across the country. They've tried all these cocktails and of medication, and they've done all these crazy things, Botox, all this crazy crap, and they've never done chiropractic because maybe they were told not to. Maybe they said it wouldn't help. Maybe they didn't give it a shot. Maybe they're scared. Maybe it's just not that big of a deal yet. Hey guys, I'm telling you now, if you listen to the show, it's time that if you or someone you love and care about has headaches, it's time that we do something about it. Like, what if it's so, if it's good for so many other people that we know and care about, and we're reaching the unreached, why isn't it not good for you or that person, right? Or maybe you've never heard our show before and you don't know what our hearts are. Listen, our heart and our mission, our purpose behind the show is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. That's why we do what we do, is to literally save people's lives so that they can live their life optimally, to prevent drugs, to prevent surgery, and to get you to live your life exactly how you should. And one of those people that came into our office, her name's Gigi, and we absolutely love her in the clinic, and she was having headaches every single day. And thankfully, we met her at a community event where we're both out trying to reach the unreached and tell more people about our passion, our purpose. And we saw, Gigi, like, you're doing an awesome job, but your health isn't there. And she was going to another chiropractor. I go, your health isn't there. You're having headaches almost every day, and you're going to a chiropractor. She goes, yeah, I just go and they get really, really bad. I go, have they ever x-rayed you? No. Have they ever wanted to fix your spine? She goes, they didn't really tell me about correction. And I go, well, we're gonna fix your spine. We have to correct your spine because that's what's causing your headaches. And if we get to the cause of your headaches, wouldn't you want to get rid of them altogether? And she goes, yeah, no one's ever told me that though. No one's ever told me that I can. People just said it runs in my family. It's my age. It's my hormones. But no one ever told me that you could actually help me with my headaches. And she goes, you guys would be a lifesaver if you could do that. Like, literally, you would change my life. And guys, we did a full exam of Gigi. We saw that her neck was an absolute disaster from past traumas and just use and abuse over time and just neglecting her spine, because that's what we all do, by the way. And we saw exactly what was going on. And we knew that if we get pressure off the nervous system, if we start to correct the cervical spine, the body's going to heal and her headaches are going to go away. And of course, it hasn't even been 3 months and Gigi's headaches are completely gone. She hasn't had headaches since she first started getting adjusted in our office. She's telling all of her best friends, all her coworkers about it. She just can't believe how much better she's doing in our clinic. And it all started with her coming to the office as a new patient appointment at a discounted rate. Now, if you're listening to the radio show now, you're thinking, well, what does it cost to come in for a new patient appointment? Well, for a full set of x-rays and for a 45-minute consultation with a doctor at the hospital's anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000. We only are charging $150. But if you call in from the radio show, it gets better than this. It's only $60. So literally you save $90 by calling in right now. This is the catch though, and this is why I want to make sure you hear this part, is because we have a lot of people that want an appointment in our office. We really do. But what I do is I open up 10 specific appointment times for you as our listeners to come into the office next week. And that when you call in, we just have you call in now so we can schedule you in advance. So when you call in, I'll schedule you. We also take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. But only call if you're serious. I want you to be serious about your health so we can change. So the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment, whether it's for you or a loved one, is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, we have some amazing segments coming up. I do not want you to miss them at all. Make sure you stay tuned and we'll be right back. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to live. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. It has been an amazing show so far. Of course, as always, people are calling in, texting, and left and right, scheduling new patient appointments. We still do have 7 new patient appointments left for this upcoming week. If you've never been to our clinic, it's time. I don't know what people are waiting for, but everyone says when they come to the office and start getting care, they go, I don't know why I waited so long. So hopefully I don't have the conversation with you, but we want to see you. We want to meet you. We are having discounted appointments in the clinic. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. We're going to use the same number too for you to text in to get the latest newsletter. The latest newsletter is 6 ways to add greens to your diet. I know we all need more of those, including myself. So I'm going to get this newsletter out to you. Text in your email address. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. You know, the first segment we talked about sciatica, and we have a lot of people texting in and asking questions about that and calling in. And then we have headaches. We have a lot of questions about headaches and people calling in and texting in about getting into the office with headaches. This segment, we're talking about radiculopathy or numbness and tingling in the shoulders, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, wrists, and what that looks like. What does it get mistaken for? And what we're doing as a culture to try to get to the cause of this and correct it. And I'll give you a newsflash. We're not doing anything. So it's time that we start to do something. So Dr. Tyler, why don't you elaborate on really what's happening out there currently with what we see people coming in? What are people trying to do with their pillow situation, sleep situation, massage, injections, carpal tunnel surgeries, and really what's not working, what is working, and how can we help more people?
Oh man, this one's close to me because I played football like we talked about earlier. And you know, it happens all the time on the football field where they're just like, you get that shocking pain that goes down your arm after a hit, after a collision, after throwing a ball or something. And then a trainer or coach is just like, oh, you just have a pinched nerve.
Just
a pinched nerve. Yeah. And, right. And you're like,
hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're a kid, when you're younger, you're like, oh, just a pinched nerve. Like that sensation that had me down. I couldn't use my arms for a while. That's okay to have, right? It's not. And it means when you're having symptoms, it means that so much more has already took place. So much damage, so much change has already taken place to the point your body can't respond. And it's telling you like, don't do that. Stop it. Right. And that's what's happening. So when you put it that way, just a pinched nerve is not a great way to put it. It is so much more than that. It means, oh, you've been repetitive stress. You've been slammed on that pretty hard. Your body needs a break, right? Your body needs a break. And it happens more than those intense collisions. And sometimes it takes time. There are people that it's like one day, like, it's just like, oh, I get like that nerve pain down to my thumbs, to my pinky every once in a while. And then by the time they see us, it's like, oh, it's constant. It just always is there. I don't use my arm anymore. Like I use only my left arm because my right arm, like if I move it at all, it's painful. Or, oh, I have to sleep on my stomach, which is awful. I have to sleep on my stomach because if I sleep on my back or if I sleep on my sides, then both my arms will go to sleep. Guys, that's not normal. That's not good. Like you need to seek help for it. And what's the response in most cases is, okay, well, you need to stretch. Well, okay. Stretching is not causing your muscles being like tight or whatever is not causing neurological pain constantly. Like it's not causing you it's not causing that sensation down your hands. It's not causing that pain to be so persistent, right? And then because you're not always engaging those muscles. So for that to be the answer, that's not right. Like just go home, no, do some stretches, right? Yeah, that's not going to solve anything. Number two is PT. And like we talked about earlier, PT and massage therapy is great, but it's for strengthening. It's for strengthening muscles. It's for stretching muscles. That is great, but it's not the answer there. It's not the answer there because what's happening overall when we see this, we see degeneration in the spine, we see changes in the spine that are causing stress and tension on the nervous system, and in turn the body is responding with this electric pain down your arms, and it's not good. But when we miss the mark in most PTs and most massage therapy because we're just focusing on the surrounding structures and not focusing on what's actually the closest thing to the spine, to the spinal cord, to the house of the nerves, which is actually your spine. And then the third thing that we see so much of, and we've seen it go terribly, terribly wrong is injections. So we've seen corticosteroid injections into the upper cervical spine. And I mean, just this week, I talked to a patient who had one of those injections, and she had the worst response I've ever seen. And actually, like, it caused her pain to be worse, more diffuse. It went actually down her spine as well and down her arms. So she was in worse pain. And that's what made her come to us, which stinks because if she would have just came to us earlier, we wouldn't be on a long road. We'd still be on a road to recovery and road to healing, but we wouldn't be on this long road of healing. And we're at an uphill battle because of the things that she's done to our body that we can't undo. We can't undo a steroid injection. That's why we say come to us first. And we'll be honest with you. If we have the answer, we'll tell you what we're going to look for, what we're going to help you with, and how we're going to change it. And then if we have a discussion, if you're like, well, I gave you this time and now this looks like it's the answer, we'll be honest with you there and not candid. We'll be like, that's not going to help you. But if you do that, then we'll have another problem. Like if you do that, then we'll be working an uphill battle like this lady that I was talking about earlier, which is okay. Cause your health is your choice. And that's what we push for, but it's not going to resolve anything when you're covering up your symptoms, when you're trying to go through these constant injections, when you're trying to go through, cause the injection's not once, like it's twice a month. Yeah. It's twice a month and once a month, then it just keeps going. Like you keep getting them. It is not something that has the end, right? It just keeps going. And then that's not helpful, because when patients do try backing off those shots, then they're like, it's worse. It is 10 times worse. And I'm like, that's the uphill battle that I'm trying to not have, right? Because when people go through it, they think, okay, I'm just going to get this injection. I'm going to take these drugs. It's going to help my muscle. I'm going to take this muscle relaxer and it's going to help my pain. And your muscles aren't the problem. So the muscle relaxer isn't going to solve anything. Like you can take that muscle relaxer all you want. You may feel good. You may feel good, but you won't be able to actually get function. So that's one thing that we talk about in our office all the time. You'll hear Dr. Nick say, you'll hear me say, you'll hear Dr. Brian say, like, function is important. I know, but symptoms are important. How you feel is important, but function is really what we're looking for, the change. And if you're not functioning, so if you're taking that corticosteroid and it's numbing your arm so you don't feel the pain, but then once you are off it, after 2 weeks of being off it, your pain is worse, or after not taking your pain medicine, like you have no function, or if you do take, we do have cases of this, you do take the pain medicine and you still don't regain function, then how is that helping you? How is that being a service to your body, to your health? Because the answer is it's not. It's not helping you. It's not helping you get into the right direction. It's not helping your body heal. It's helping your body ignore. And ignore is in the root of ignorance. So if we're trying to answer something by ignoring the symptom, we're being ignorant, because we know the answer. We know the answer is not by anything in outside, it's actually inside out. It's allowing your body to express healing and heal itself. So that's something that we keep on our hearts and on our minds all the time, and that we want to continue to work on.
Yeah, and when we think about pain or numbness and tingling down into the shoulders, neck, shoulders, arm, obviously it's a red flag, guys. Something's got to be done differently. And if you're listening to the show now and you've had this either in the middle of the night, waking up with it, middle of the day, and you've never really looked to the cervical spine or the neck area for the cause, it's time that we wake up and start doing that. And literally the first step is by coming into the office. Like when you come to the clinic, we're going to see how we can help you by looking at your nervous system and your x-rays. We have to start there. If we miss that component, we miss everything. And so what I want you to do is, if you're listening to the show now and you want to make an appointment, normally it's $150, but if you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I'll answer the phone. And what we'll do is we'll schedule you, and then we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Why do we do this on the radio show? Is not just to get more new patients in our clinic, but to get people's lives transformed. Literally, that is our heart, is to see people live to their God-given potential. And you can't when you're sick and suffering. I'm sorry. You just can't when you're sick and suffering. And I want the best for you. I believe you deserve the best. But it's time that we do something different. It's time that we wake up more. It's time that we say, it's time to call and take action. Listen, information is great, but it does nothing unless you take action. So take action. Pick up the phone and call now to schedule that new patient appointment. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
live. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. This is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we're some of your Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region. Guys, we are chiropractors looking for cause of sickness, symptoms, and disease, and really changing this, changing your health by applying the five essentials. It's a healthcare delivery system and model designed to put the power of health, the choices in your health, back into your own hands by taking action with the five essentials. So healthy mindset, nerve system, which is chiropractic, nutrition, exercise, and detoxing. These are five essentials. They're not just five good ideas. What I don't want for you is to just say, that was a great show, and do nothing with your health. What I don't want for you is you to ignore the obvious. What I don't want for you is for you to say, listen, I don't know what to do. Listen, if you're listening to my show at all, you know that there's things you can do right now to improve your health forever. You know, the last two segments we talked about, you know, specific symptoms. We talked about sciatica and how it's damaging people's lives. We talked about headaches, how it's stealing people's lives from them. We talked about numbness and tingling and how people are getting carpal tunnel surgery when they don't have to, how they're getting injections into their neck and they're trying to get all these pillows and they're trying all these sleeping arrangements and they've never been to a corrective care chiropractor. Guys, it's called insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again in our culture and we're getting the same results. We're expecting something different, but we're getting the same results. It's not okay for your health. It's not okay. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is to listen to the segment and say, listen, the past three segments and this last segment, is there anything that my body, I call it an inventory check or a check engine soon light, right? Is there anything in your body that something is not right? It's not 100%. Maybe you have to take a medication for it. Maybe you just ignore it because you think it's your age or your genes. There's something that's not right in your health that you've ignored for a long time and it's time that you're doing something about it now. This is that show where you say, listen, I got to wake up and do something now. If my body's whispering at me that something's wrong, if I do something about it, it'll never have to scream at me and become a crisis, right? We want to avoid crisis. We want to avoid surgeries. We want to avoid injections. But what happens is people put it off and put it off and put it off until they go to their orthopedist or their neurosurgeon or whatever surgeon or specialist, and they get surgery or injections. And they've ignored it for years, and they're shocked when they have to get something so drastic and so invasive. This segment, we're going to be talking about knee pain, shoulder pain, hip issues, foot ankle issues. And Dr. Tyler can speak to this because he's had quite a few injuries in the past, but specifically one with his knee. And so Dr. Tyler, why don't you just elaborate more on like the how you think you got there, you know, as an athlete, what you guys did, what worked, what didn't, and still where things are today.
Yeah, as an athlete, you heard no pain, no gain all the time, right? Over the years, I mean, I took a toll on my body. Like I like Dr. Nick said, I have my knee issue, which if you've listened, I'll tell a abbreviated story for you. I won't go into too much detail because we've talked about it before, but I had a knee surgery, my first knee surgery when I was 16. By 10 years later, I still played football. So by 26, I played football through college. By 26, I had a total of six knee surgeries total. So six knee surgeries by 26. And if we go back to my first knee surgery, my first step was, all right, it was painful, kept trying to play on it. It was bad, didn't go well. Then I was recommended to go to an orthopedic surgeon. Orthopedic surgeon, I saw knee pain, saw a nail, he's a hammer, he hits it, has surgery, right? So that's just how it works. That's how that equation works in his mind. Like if you're a candidate for surgery and you go into a surgeon, I mean, they're going to do what they do best, and that's surgery, right? So that led down a long road of having multiple surgeries and things. But when in my last surgery, the doctor was awesome, loved him. He was like, I want to do some digging. Like something's not right. Like a person your age, knees shouldn't look like this. regardless of how many surgeries you've had, whatever, it shouldn't progress like this. And ended up going into my original file, and the surgery that I had is not recommended for someone at that time my age. So when I was 16, that surgery is not recommended for someone that's 16, and that led down a catastrophic, just snowballing effect of having further down issues, because what could have happened is I could have been recommended to stabilize the joint, to actually relocate the joint. So not that it was dislocated, but that it was subluxated, relocated the joint, and then kept on that path, that holistic path, which has for some reason a bad taste to it. For some reason, it's not prescribed by many, but this doctor was like, this is what I do with my patients. This is what I would have done with you. And guess what? The results would have been, you wouldn't have another surgery. You would have healed. Your body would have healed. But what instead, part of your meniscus is taken out. They left you with nothing there. And so over time, that matter has limitations, and your limitations are right now. That's why you're in my office. Yeah. And that's the sad truth. So if we're not being proactive with our health, and if we're giving the control of our health to someone else, we're already in a bad place. Because if you think anyone else cares about your health more than you should, then you're wrong. You shouldn't walk into a doctor's office and think they take precedent. They care about my health more than I should. No, you need to care about your health. That's the number one step of actually going down a healthy journey and creating healthy lifestyles and making your life the best life possible, is actually taking it, owning it, owning what's going on, and being like, this is my concern. These are the steps I want to take. I don't want surgery. I don't want to be on prescribed medicine for a long period of time. I want to heal. I want to be able to pick up my grandkids. I want to pick up my kids. I want to, right? That right there, that's when we talk about the five essentials. That's that mindset, which is one of the biggest things that is subluxated, that is not right, is our mindset. We're taught, like, if you search now knee pain, arm pain, whatever, you'll also be met with a ton of ads for orthopedic surgeons, for prescribed medication, because that's how we're kind of subconsciously met in our society. We're met by easy fixes. So when we're talking about anything, when we're talking about any extremity pain, we're talking about shoulder pain, we're talking about knee pain, hip pain, some of the major ones, these are debilitating if we let them go down a road of no return. If we take the wrong actions early, they are debilitating. It's makes it that much harder, that uphill battle that I was talking about. You kind of set yourself up to actually have to play from behind, and you're playing catch up, which is a terrible place to be with your health. So when you feel your shoulder isn't right, when you feel your hip, you're having hip pain, and like Dr. Nick said, even with headaches, if you're having a headache once a month, that's too many headaches. If you're having hip pain once a month, that's too much hip pain. Right? Pain is sadly common, but it's not normal. Pain is actually just a signal, a check engine light, right? So riding around with the check engine light, all of us know that's not the right way to live life, riding around with the check engine light of our body. So that's normal for the check engine light to come on, but the response is usually to take it to the mechanic, right? And then solve that issue. Well, we're the mechanics. Take it to the chiropractor. And solve that issue, not just live with it. You don't just say, oh, my check engine light's on, I'm going to live with it. You don't say, oh, my tire is blown, I'm just going to live with it, right? You actually solve the issue, right? You get a spare tire. You go in, you get oil, you get your oil changed. Things like that. And that's what we take for granted with our body. And that's where we fall behind as a society. And we have to change that mindset. And that's one thing that we love to address in the office. We love to go at it and hit it head on, address it head on, meet you where you are, and pull you out of the system that is kind of leaving you high and dry, telling you that you need a pill, potion, lotion to help you. You need to take that every day. You
if without this, you will not be doing great. Without this, you will be in pain. No, your body's meant to heal. Pain, like I said, it's common, but it's not normal. So once we get past that stage, then we're already way ahead of the rest of our friends. Like, that's why we have patients that are playing golf when they're 90 and most of their friends are in nursing homes. That's why we have kids that never have been sick, right? They never have been what we call expressing health. That's why we have those kids in our office, because they know that their body is meant to heal. And by allowing chiropractic to align their nervous system, take stress and tension off the nervous system and change and let that body heal, that they're already 10 steps ahead of anyone the same age as them, or that anyone that's not in the office.
Yeah. I mean, when we think about just how the body has an amazing healing potential, and when, as we get older, we feel like we've lost that amazing potential. You know, you haven't lost it. It's just been dimmed over time. It's been dimmed because we've been injuring ourselves. It's been dimmed because we've ignored our health. It's been dimmed because we didn't know that our spine actually plays a part into how every single organ, cell, and tissue function in our body. And so for your shoulders to move correctly, for your elbows, for your wrists, for your knee, for your hips, for your feet, your ankles to move correctly and properly, for you to adapt to the stress you're placing on a body, whether it's being in a sedentary lifestyle and watching eight hours of football on a Sunday, or sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, or maybe you're training for a marathon, or you work out every day, you're super active. But did you realize that all of that puts stress on your nervous system? And we don't know how that impacts every single cell, tissue, organ, body. So right now, for you to process what I'm saying, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest the food that you're going to eat or just ate, listen, your brain controls it all. And it's not by chance that your body needs your nervous system to heal. It's the divine design for the brain, spinal cord, nervous system, that every single cell is under neurological function. It's under neurological control from your brain. And then your cells and tissues and your organs actually have to send signals back to your brain. So it's actually a two-way communication system. And our spine is there to protect the spinal cord and nervous system. And until we understand the answer to health is not from the outside in, it's not from pills, potions, and lotions, it's actually from above down, inside out, from your brain down your spinal cord, out your nervous system, out through your nervous system, through your spine. That's what healing comes from. It's not health from within. This isn't a cool marketing name, but literally health comes from within your body. And so if you're listening now and you never came into their clinic yet, this is the time normally to walk into our office for a new patient appointment to see how we can help you with your health and achieve a new level of health. Normally it's $150 for a new patient appointment and x-rays, but if you're listening to the show now and you call now, it's only $60. This is the thing though. We've only opened up 5 more appointment times this week for you to come in, or your spouse to come in, to get checked and see how we can help you. You have to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. We appreciate all the texts and calls. If you do get a voicemail, leave a message. I will call you back. Have a blessed week and tune in next time.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.